A friend of mine and me were in the midst of a huge argument the other day, and I knew I was wrong. I knew I had to say I was sorry because I knew I'd made a mistake. But somehow, a part of me was unwilling to acknowledge that I was wrong. I did not want to admit that I'd made a mistake. So she sent me this forward. She said, "You are more than the choices that you make. You are more than the sum of your past mistakes. You're more than the problems you create. You've been remade." And it was an absolutely beautiful quote. I sat back. I thought about what I had said to her. I did pick up the phone later and I did say I was wrong. And to be very honest with you, this admitting my problem has genuinely been a battle with me. I realized that a part of me, the self-judgment that I had, the self-criticism that I had, I was clinging on to that. But bit by bit, the critical part inside of me softened, and over a period of time, I learned to pay more attention to the truths inside instead of always beating myself up. We all are victims of certain belief systems. We all have certain patterns that we keep repeating in our lives, and we have certain false beliefs that we hold on to. While opening to the deeper truths within, we need to understand and acknowledge these very patterns that we are holding on to. Regardless of our choices, mistakes, and problems that we sometimes create, another magnificent truth to hold on to is that we are always worthy of love. Mistakes and failures form the real foundation of learning. But choosing to ignore them or covering up for them may not really be very helpful for us. We need to own our mistakes, reflect on them, and move forward with confidence. Like Henry Ford said, the only real mistake is the one from which you learn nothing. During a Harvard commencement speech, J.K. Rowling, who's the author of Harry Potter, outlined the importance and value of failure. She said a few short years after her graduation from college, her worst nightmares were realized. In her words, what she said was, "I'd failed on an epic scale. An exceptionally short-lived marriage had imploded and I was jobless, a lone parent, and as poor as it is possible to be in modern Britain without being homeless. The fears that my parents had for me and that I had for myself had both come to pass, and by every usual standard, I was the biggest failure I knew. But coming out of this failure stronger and more determined was the key to her success." You can pick up a mistake and carry it as a burden, or you can set it down and use it as a stepping stone to greatness. Here's to each one of us having the courage to admit that we are wrong, to work on our mistakes, to let go of those faulty belief systems, to let go of those patterns that we keep repeating in our lives. Have a great week, everyone, and take good care of yourselves. We'll speak to you again next week. Bye for now.